weaponize, if you want to say something like that. It can be twisted, or it can be charged, at least, with someone's own energy. So it's not only in person, but it could be remotely like that. And by talking about communication theory, how we are affected by what we read and what we see, of course, marketing has taken advantage of that. By studying psychology and communication theory, the marketing science has become very good at getting under our skin by implementing notions and ideas and behavior in order for you to want to buy a product or, you know, continue the economy by getting you to keep on buying things. So it's important to also be aware that marketing is also, it can be attacking, if you want to use that word, attacking us, or trying to infiltrate your deeper thoughts. So not only there's, you know, some protection that could be needed toward other people in your community when you feel attacked, but also be aware of these sort of attack that can come from marketing and advertising and the general media information stream. So when you listen to an advertising or news or something being announced on the radio or television, and that it shift your own energy and stick with you, then you know there has been some designed energy to stay with you. When you meditate regularly, these comes to the surface. You know, if advertising gets stuck in your head, they've been able to use some hooks and some mental process to their advantage. And this idea of getting under someone's skin, or really pushing in somebody's reality, it's the foundation also of what it's called the casting spell. So this idea of casting a spell, it's not, you know, there's no magic to that. Casting a spell is creating an idea that has a recursive loop that you put in somebody's mind at a certain moment, in a certain way, with a certain spin, that you make sure that it gets stuck in somebody's mind. So very strong marketing can be seen as spell casting, and can be seen as a technology that can infiltrate your mind, your energy, and you know, might want you to desire something that you've never really wanted before. So of course, that's more of a low level. The marketing doesn't want to attack you, but they still want to get under your skin. But when you are able to feel or sense these, you're also able to protect against that. And it's not about, you know, shutting down completely everything, but to be aware. You know, if you're becoming a Coca-Cola drinker, you know, addicted to Coca-Cola, well, you might be, you know, under the influence of some marketing ideas there. So it's not about being afraid and rejecting and hiding, but by being aware, by being able to sense your own energy body, your own sensation, your own emotional body, then you're able to make choices. Choices of what you let in and what you let out. And then you can have more freedom. And it's in one way a liberation of being manipulated, or being, you know, within that unconscious flow, being pushed around by other in reality. So how do we go about that? Well, we meditate. Let's do a short meditation now that I've been speaking most of the time there. So most of the meditation, I start with the breath. The breath is controlled through the nervous system, and when you take over, you become aware of your breath. You take a few deep breaths. You send a signal to your body. It's like, hey, I'm here now. And the body is really happy when you kind of finally come home. It's like, oh, great, thank you for coming home. So just take a few deep breaths. You don't need to be sitting or lying down, or, you know, it could happen at any point. It's important to practice meditation in different setups. In front of a computer, while you're typing, while you're working, while you're driving, while you're interacting with people. Meditation really could be practiced everywhere, and that's more difficult, but it's an important skill to have. Breathing, it's a perfect way to start a meditation wherever you are, whenever you are. Just take a few deep breaths. That's the first step to become aware of your breath. Feeling the sensation of the breath. Nothing magic here. What's the sensation of breathing? Maybe you feel it's a bit cooler when you inhale. Maybe it's a little warmer when you exhale. Maybe the body is moving a little bit. Maybe the mind's already thinking about something else. So you can invite the mind back into the breath. It's always fun to test it out. How long can you be focusing on your breath before the mind slips away and party somewhere else? Like, hey, mind, come back for a moment. We'll party later on. And it's easy to tell the mind, hey, you're always doing whatever you want all the time. You know, give me a few minutes here. Stay focused on the breath for a bit. And the mind is pretty cool. You know, some people say we have to annihilate, kill the ego. I don't think that's a good idea. You should become friend with your ego first. Not in a backstabbing way, but the ego is pretty powerful, and it's good to be cool with our ego. Be cool with the mind and invite the mind to observe the breath a little further. Observing the breath, the sensation of the breath. Where do you feel the breath start? Where do you feel the breath finish? So the breathing makes the body moves. The breathing regulates the heart, or the heart is regulated with the breathing. Depending how much oxygen that you get in, the heart will change its own rhythm. If you don't get enough oxygen, the heart has to pump faster. So it all starts with the breathing. The oxygen that comes in, the CO2 that comes out, the heart pumps the blood. Depending how much oxygen comes in, everything regulates itself. from the sensation of the breath, you can observe the body. Take a moment. Is there some pain in the body, in the shoulders? Sometimes the shoulders are a little tense. If you're sitting, you might feel the pressure of the seat on your buttock. You might feel the shoes around the feet. Taking a moment simply to observe how the body feels. So we go a little further in the sensation. By feeling the breath, it's an invitation to feel the body. And then by feeling the body, we can then go a little further in our the sensations. And if the mind slips and move towards something else, you can gently invite the mind to come back to observe the breath. Observe the body, the sensation in the body. Once you're there and you feel the body, you have this kind of conversation. The body talks through sensations. It doesn't make a lot of noise. Sometimes it makes a bit of noise, but most of the time the body communication system is through sensations, through the nerves and all that. So by listening to the sensation in the body, what we're doing here is we're creating a relationship with the body. We're creating a bit of a conversation. Say, hey body, how's going on? And taking the time to listen to it. And then the body can talk and the body's like, hey, you don't listen very often, so I'll take the time now to talk to you about what's going on. So we're really inviting our mind, our consciousness, the breath, the body to kind of hang out for a bit here. And that really kind of solidify or affirm our existence in this precise location in the universe and this precise location in time. The mind often wanders around in the future, worried about what's going on, and sometime in the past and worried about what happened. And therefore, we're often not very localized. We're kind of all over the map. And by inviting the mind to observe the breath, the body, we kind of bring that focus, that awareness in the moment. We relax into the here and now and do it very gently. It can happen anytime. It doesn't need to be on a cushion or sitting anywhere. Now that we felt the breath, the body, can we go a little further? So what would be the next step? Well, one way of going further in the sensation of the body is to observe the heartbeat. Now, can you feel the heartbeat? Sometimes it helps to focus maybe on the neck. Maybe you feel the heartbeat going in your hands. I feel it more in my stomach this morning. And then by quieting the mind and quieting the sensation, I can feel my heart throughout my body. By focusing on my eyes this morning, I can sense my heart beat a little more in my face. So there's places in my body that are more sensitive, or there's a bit more vibration from the heartbeat. And by taking the time to observe the sensation in my body, I might find these places. It might not happen this morning for you, but it's a something you can practice to observe. Some people also have a bit of a adverse reaction to sensing the heartbeat. It might make people a little uncomfortable. And it's always good to see the reaction, or kind of emotional reaction to observing our own body, our own internal organs. It's for me, it was a bit of a challenge at first. I did not have a positive image of my internal organs for whatever reason. I was a little like, ooh, that's was a little deep. But anyway, it will change as you go. And it's a slow process for some people. For me, it was anyway. And just observing the sensation of what's happening inside the body might make it a little strange. But you can always say, well, this is my body and I love my body. I'm good with that. So a little bit of a positive reinforcement or a positive affirmation toward the sensation from within your body. The mind might have wandered around with me talking, and then you can come back to your breath. You can come back to the sensation in the body. Come back to the heartbeat. Now, in order to go even further in the sensations of the body, we were talking about the chi or the energy. And one way in the Taoist way is to use a bit of visualization in order to observe the bigger current of energy in the body and see if you can sense these. So it's a bit of visualization that might feel like you're pushing the energy in a certain way, that you're controlling it. But the idea here is to become attuned to these movements of energy throughout the body. One very strong movement of energy is at the back. Then there's a movement called the micro-orbit circulation, where the energy rays in our back up to the top of the head and come back down at the front of the head. And the sensation of the energy flowing down from the eyes, a little bit like this sensation of crying, how it's coming down, and then the sensation of how you swallow food and it's coming down. So there's this downward movement that goes up to the stomach or the belly. And just around the belly button, you have that center that, you know, where you digest everything and that you transform that into energy. So it's a very powerful chemical furnace processing. You know, it's a very powerful place there where we need a lot of energy into the internal organs. So the energy will have a tendency to gather there. And it's called the sea of chi, the sea of energy of prana. And when you're rotating the energy around the body, you can keep on the rotation. But then at the end, you want to come in and bring it there to the sea of chi. So in order to visualize that energy, of course, we come to the breath at first. Taking a few deep breaths, relaxing the shoulders, the neck. And we bring the mind, you know, how we brought the mind around the body to feel the different part of the body. Now we will focus the mind at the base of the spine and feeling a movement that's moving upward. So for some people, it's easier to just feel or visualize a movement when they close their eyes. Some people rather focus on the sensation. If you straighten your back a little bit, I find it personally simple to feel a sensation of energy going up the spine, sometimes even giving me a bit of shivers at the back of my neck and up to the top of the head. So by simply moving the mind in these locations, you might become more sensitive to that current of energy that goes up to the top of the head, and then continue to feel that energy then coming down in front there. Sometimes it helps to swallow a little bit, creating saliva, or if you have something to drink. And by swallowing, following that movement, so it goes down through the throat, down to the chest, and down into the stomach. And just a little below, just around the belly button, feeling that energy there. It's also the belly button being our, you know, first connection to this energy that was connecting to our mother when we were being created. So that center of energy, that belly button, is a very powerful energetic system that might be carrying a lot. So if you're visualizing and feeling different sensation, the belly button definitely is one of these centers that might have a lot to say about what's going on. But continue to see, feeling the sensation. It goes down below the belly toward the genitals, and then it comes back at the bottom of the spine, coming back up. The sensation of coming up, it's something that I felt very quickly, as I've been practicing that for many years, but it was really the first sensation of that, oof, almost a little tingling in the back and the shoulders. Back of the neck also has always been very sensitive, and sometimes even bringing my hand to touch the back of my neck and the back of my head, it just kind of gives a little like, ooh, a little energy there. Continuing to see the energy, visualize it or feel it coming up to the top of the head, down at the front of your face, coming down. The energy coming down sometimes feels a little bit like the sensation of crying, how this energy is coming down. And in Chinese medicine and other energy system, there are two energy lines coming over the head and coming down. So what we're doing here, we're just discovering these subtle line of energy. So by visualizing and feeling and kind of creating that with our imagination, we're actually kind of reproducing a map that it's not something that we create with the mind, but that we can feel with the body. Feeling the sensation of the energy coming down in the front, by the throat, the chest, coming in the stomach area, down to the genital. I find the downward energy is a little harder to feel. I can feel it easily in my forehead, my face. Some people talk about putting your tongue to the top of your palate to create a bit of an energetic connection so that the energy can flow down. But I don't have as much as a sensation as when it goes up. So it will be different for everyone. But let's move back to the bottom of the spine, feeling that sensation coming up at the back there, feeling from the kidneys and up to the spine, the neck and the head. Take a moment here. Do you feel a little vibration coming up, a little tingling? Might be just one place that you feel it. It might be the neck or the back of the head. Bringing the mind to the top of the head, forehead, the point between the eyebrows, coming down in front of the eyes, through the throat, back to the heart center, back to the stomach and the belly button. I do feel personally today that a bit of warmth has been created around my internal organs. There's this heat that seems to be accumulated, and that's a good sign. If you start feeling different temperature and different heats, and letting the energy flow down again, down to the back, down to the bottom of the spine, and at the back there, coming back up through the spine, sometimes like squeezing a little bit the buttock seems to kind of push the energy up. For me anyway, it kind of creates a bit of a whoop, little movement up, and then feeling, oop, that sensation going up and up and up through the shoulders and the neck and top of the head. And again, from the top of the head, releasing forward, feeling that sensation. Maybe the point in between the eyebrow was very strong. It is strong for me this morning. It will change, and that's the thing. It's a personal exploration of your own sensation within your own body, within your own reality, within your own belief system. So there's no right or wrong way to do this. You might feel different things in different way, and the goal really is to become more sensitive and more aware of what's going on within your body. And by becoming more aware and sensitive to these current of energy that might be moving completely different for you, then you become more aware of your surrounding and how your surrounding might affect your own life. And that becomes really important in order to be aware and protect and be strategic about how you use your energy, and not to be used so much by other people's energy. Letting the energy flow down from the point between the eyebrows, coming to the eyes, flowing like tears down to the mouth, flowing the energy down through the throat, the chest, how the air comes in through the lungs, you know, that downward motion. And then toward the stomach, this energy of digestion, the collection of energy in your stomach, that warmth, that vibration, and coming down a little bit like the sexual energy as well that goes down the urinary tract and all that downward movement. So it's not, there's nothing like mystical or magical about that. It's really following these paths within the body where the energy goes up and down in different direction, where the circulation goes up and down. And we're just observing, sensing, feeling these subtle energy. And one more time from the base of the spine, coming up through the spine, up into the brain. Think about the nervous system, all these connections throughout the body, the communication system that goes up all to the brain where it's getting analyzed, and up to the top of the head, and back at the front of the face, and the point between the eyebrows. We have the pineal gland there, and coming down in front of the eyes, the senses, taste, the breath, swallowing, inhaling, coming down to the lungs, the heart, the internal organs, the stomach, coming down and down in the sea of chi, coming down through the genitals, and then again coming back up one more time. At the back, breathing in or breathing out, helping that energy coming up, helping that sensation of the energy, doing a rotation around the body, at the back of the neck, top of the head, and then up front, and then down again. The heart, the lungs, the stomach, letting the energy flow down. Let's keep the energy at the stomach level, all that energy that's been spun around, and focusing for a moment on this sea of chi, this energy, this really kind of our own little chemistry lab of digestion system, that process everything that comes from the outside into the body. If you want to bring your hands on top of your stomach for a moment there, the warmth, the focus. And taking a few deep breaths, taking a bit of a looking around, because you have 10 more seconds and that's the end. You can come back to reality, and that was a short meditation on the energy, and that's it for me. Thank you for listening.